While we may not look a lot like a chimpanzee or a marmoset, our brains have a lot in common. Wisconsin researchers studying the brain cells of human and non-human primates have found similarities and key differences that could help answer questions about developmental and psychiatric disorders. Andre Sosa is an assistant professor in the Department of Neuroscience at UW-Madison, focusing on human brain development and evolution. Andre, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Andre, what kind of things can we learn about human brains from looking at our primate cousins?
Actually, it is essential to look at our cousins, let's say, because to understand what is unique about our brains, we need to compare them to the closest species we have. And only then you are able to distinguish what is different and what those differences mean in terms of function, behavior, cognition, and potential vulnerability to diseases.
And you're looking at a part of the brain called the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex. As I understand it, only primates have that. What does this part of the brain do for us and chimpanzees and everyone else?
Yes, that's correct. It's a structure that only primates have, at least with these characteristics. And it's very interesting because it's involved in certain aspects of cognition that are particularly special in primates in terms of working memory, high cognitive function, also personality traits, exploratory behaviors. So lots of things that we associate with primates and especially with humans. And of course, when some of these functions are disrupted, you can also lead to some psychiatric disorders that are so common nowadays in humans as well.
And you looked at the cells in this part of the brain. How much do we have in common? How much is different between us and non-human primates there?
Well, that's a very good and a very hard question to answer. So we identified 114 cell types in just this particular brain region, and only five of them were not present in the brains of all these species. One was absent in marmosets, one was only present in marmosets, and the other three were present in either humans or humans and chimpanzee. But that's just different cell types. Even when the cells are the same, let's say it's like apples. We are comparing apples to apples, but there are several types of apples, right? Mm-hmm. And so we are able to distinguish between even cells that are similar, what are the differences among those cells? And then we find many more differences than just comparing cell types.
And I mentioned this could help us answer questions about developmental disorders, psychiatric disorders. What are you hoping to learn from these kind of cells that can help with those disorders?
So, for example, we found one cell type that expresses one gene that is being associated to a lot of psychiatric disorders when the function of this gene or the expression of this gene is disrupted. And we found that this gene is expressed commonly across several cell types between human and the other primates, but only in humans is expressed in this special cell type that is the immune cell type of the brain called microglia. And a lot of these disorders have been implicated with and associated with inflammation processes. So now we have a new idea on how to study these, right? Now it will be very interesting to know what this gene is doing in microglia in humans, for example.
Now, we've got a lot of evolution between us and, say, even our closest relatives like chimpanzees. What in evolution led, do you think, to these the development of these different unique cells in this important part of our human brains?
So there are several processes. Of course, what drives evolution is mutation, right? You have alterations in the gene structure, in several parts of the genes lead to different types of evolution, of course. But the accumulation over these last 6 million years actually have accumulated a lot of differences, not only the brain, but of course in the rest of the body. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, we don't look very much like chimpanzees at first glance, although if you look more carefully, we do look a lot compared to the other species. But yeah, so these mutations will alter the function of the proteins and also will change the places and the amount of expression of these proteins. So when you start accumulating all these small, small, small differences, you generate an impactful difference, right? It's like filling up a bucket full of water, and at the end, it's one drop that makes it go out, right? So it's similar in that sense. You have several accumulation of several small differences that eventually will generate an impactful difference.
What are the next steps now in this research, now that you've found these unique cells that only humans have in this key part of the primate brain?
So we are now studying first developmentally, where do they come from? Where in the brain are they generated? Because usually these cells come from a different part, from progenitor cells, and then they migrate to their final places. So we want to understand what is their developmental origin. And we are very interested, of course, in understanding their function. By manipulating now the expression of these genes, we can start having a good idea on what is the impact of having specific gene expression programs or specific cell types in the brain.
Do you think that this could eventually lead to something therapeutic in the future?
It's hard to tell, but I think it's an important first step to understand what is different between our brain and the brains of other species, to try to grasp exactly that, right? We need to target those differences to start developing therapeutical avenues. Because, to be honest, before we know how to treat a disorder, we need to know how the system works normally, right? To then understand what are the disruptions and how can we bring it back to a normal working brain.
Andre, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Andre Sosa, assistant professor in the Department of Neuroscience at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, focusing on human brain development and evolution. He joined us to share some of his team's research on human brains, primate brains, and key differences in a key part of those brains when it comes to brain cells.